This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. One of my favorite things in life is music. Most people don't know that I was a musician. I probably still am a musician because I do walk around the house with my drum. Crazy as that sounds, you know, calling in all the spirit guides and that good groovy stuff. But anyway, when I was young, I played the drum, I played the flute, I played viola, and I love music. Something I have never attempted to play was the piano, except maybe that one thing called chopsticks, which my guest today will certainly confirm whether that's what that is or not. Anyway, my guest today, Karen Reinhold, is a musician and a music teacher, primarily a piano teacher. She believes in the playful process to learning and really, you know, her intention is to enjoy making music. She can teach you online and she can teach you offline. Another really cool thing about Karen is that she is the founder of the Juicy Life, Juicy You Summit. And it is exactly as it sounds. It is designed to help you create a juicy life. And with that said, I invite you to chat, Karen.
Okay. Well, thank you, Terry, for having me on your show. This is going to be so much fun to be able to, well, to be able to hang out with you is always fun. So, and then to have our listeners be able to enjoy the tidbits of wisdom that I've come to learn over the years.
Well, and I'm sure you've learned a lot. I mean, let's start first with your teaching process. You offer courses online mm-hmm. and offline, and mm-hmm. you and I had a conversation last week regarding the summit, and you know, you were talking about some of the students that have been with you for a long time. And to me, when I hear that a student has been with a teacher for a long time, that really says a lot about the quality of the teacher. So tell me a little bit about that journey and maybe one of the ways that you feel like you've helped a student create a juicy life for themselves.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I'd love to talk about that. Well, I notice the different changes that go on in a child's life. You know, they start out, well, some of them start out as young as 3 and 4, and they have a certain spirit about them, and I get to play with them deep into the play part of their life, because that's how they learn, that's how they experience life, is through play, and that's so much fun. And then, of course, they go to the elementary years, and they're pretty kind of mostly a cookie-cutter experience when it comes to, you know, we go through a book and we go to the next page, and it's very sequential and linear, because that gives them a foundation to stay focused on. And then I'm thinking about a student I have right now who's she's in sixth grade. I can tell things are changing for her. She's got a different, you know, life now, because she has a lot of after-school projects or a lot of after-school activities, you know, and I can tell that her mood is changing. And anyway, I really feel like it's a huge, it's really important for me to be noticing any changes whenever they happen, whether they happen in a typical way or not typical. It's just important for me to monitor what my students are going through at any given time. And for her, I can tell that her body must be changing, because she's not firing off the notes like she's used to. And I think that maybe her hands are changing, possibly, just ever so slightly. And so she kind of misses notes sometimes. But really, what it comes down to, whether a kid is going through puberty, or maybe there's something going on with their family, or maybe there's something going on with their learning style that's different from the norm. And I just, it's my job, it's my passion to be able to pick up on those things and then problem solve it and figure it out and make the normalize the situation for them and really, like, have them discuss with them, okay, is this assignment going to be something you can work on between now and next week? Because maybe they're having a big, huge thing going on in their family. They might not have as much time that week. So what I'm boiling this down to is I'm really super sensitive to what my students are going through at any given time. And I think that makes them feel safe, and it makes them feel successful. It makes them feel like they don't have to be perfect all the time.
Well, and isn't that life? I mean, we're not always perfect. And when we can, it's at a young age, connect with someone like you who honors that, you know, the imperfections and is so in tune with where we are in our life, you know, process, that you can also offer them that place to be safe and really be who they are, which probably helps them connect on a deeper level to music and to their work.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you know, their desire for what type of music they want to play changes. Mm-hmm. They become a little more opinionated about it. So I then relax a little bit on maybe exactly, like, if we're going to go straight through a method book, or we need to maybe keep with a method book and then also maybe doing some pop songs or maybe doing some movie music or doing something like that. You know, just everything, there might be an ebb and flow and I need to change up how we go about things, and really honoring the fact that they're coming into their own. They're coming into their own opinions. They're coming into, like, a place where that it's safe for them to say, yeah, I really want to do this, you know, and then having an adult say, all right, let's go for it.
Yeah, you're the kind of teacher I want. and my producer's in here shaking his head going, yeah, me too.
Yeah. And I have to go into this also saying that I tend to see the adults and parents that come in with their kids, and I say, oh my gosh, I really want to work with them too, you know, because as adults, you know, either they missed out on it or didn't have time for it or wasn't available to them to take piano, and now they want a way to express themselves, to relax, having a way to relax at the end of the day with music. And I know that I have what it takes to get people to their unique goals. You know, they don't have to become a concert pianist. They can become whatever they want, and that is really the secret, really. Like, some people say, do you think I can really do this? And I say, well, you can do it because it's on your mind to do it, and I'm going to get you there. I'll get you the tools, the motivation, the inspiration to get you there. So,
well, yeah, and the way that you intuitively connect in really just speaks volumes about your work. That's really awesome. So you work with both adults and children, and you work online and offline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. You know, technology is really something that, you know, we can't really change the fact that it's here, and we can take advantage of the fact that it's here. For example, you know, doing video Skype session, you can plug in a camera that can be maneuvered and pointed different directions. And, you know, I think we just need to trust ourselves in knowing that we can, even if we don't know exactly how, like, I'm thinking right now of people who might be saying, oh my gosh, I can't imagine taking a lesson over Skype because I really need to have that person right there next to me. Well, I just want to challenge you to say, well, I just need to be open to how this can be done, because there's always at least three ways to solve any problem. So I just kind of got going in my mind about how somebody can plug in a webcam and then, you know, hang it from a little pole that would, you know, have a viewing where you could view the piano in such a way where I could see your hands, and then vice versa, we could share screens back and forth. And I can also create videos for people so that they can play them over and over again in an area where they might need extra support. So, you know, there's so many ways to help people virtually, online, and you know, via Skype or some other video kind of conferencing.
Boy, I see in your future that you're going to have like a digital download course that people can take automatically, you know, maybe include some private sessions with you. But it's funny because I was flipping channels the other night. I couldn't sleep and I'm flipping the channels. I probably should have just got up and listened to music instead. However, I did connect with a musician because I saw Keith Urban on the Home Shopping Network selling his new guitar lesson series. That can be you, Karen.
Yeah. And I you never know like how things will come out. I know that, you know, there's so many different ways to play music. And I just want to say that so many adults love my shortcut method to playing piano. And it's nothing really new under the sun, but it's something I do specialize in because the idea of being able to ignore most everything on the page really is something some, you know, especially adults like the idea of shortcutting their mm-hmm. way into enjoying something. So I, you know, that's really a good way for adults to start if they're interested in that.
Yeah, because as you know, I teach meditation classes and we can get really caught up in the things that are going on around us so that, you know, the easier that we can connect with the process, probably the better. I think that's really mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, even when I'm trying to learn something new, I'll look for the kids version first, you know, just show me the simple. Take me to the simplest of the simple so I can get started on it and not get caught up in everything else that's going on around me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so I also feel like sometimes having that person who knows how to shortcut them, you know, you kind of, it's easy to get lost in the woods, you know, lost in a big thick forest. And that's, I think, what happens with a learning process such as piano and undertaking something like that so huge. And then, but if you have a guide, you know, it's just so much more, you can kind of relax and enjoy and not be worried about where you're going.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that you said a few minutes ago was you basically asked them, what's your goal? And I'm going to help mm-hmm. you get there. If that's what you're mm-hmm. thinking, then it's already there. And a lot of times, their goal obviously isn't to be playing a piano concerto. They just want to be able to play, and yet they're afraid that they have to be something more than what they are. And it sounds like you just meet them where they are and you guide them on getting there.
Exactly. I do exactly that.
Yeah, that's really cool. Okay, so, you know, you're launching a Juicy Life Summit. Listeners, mm-hmm. again, I'm chatting with Karen Reinhold here on Soulful Living at Empower Radio. You can find all of her information on the Soulful Living page, all the links to the summit, and also to her website, Enjoyable Noise. So as you begin to launch your summit, let's talk about what inspired you to create the Juicy Life Juicy You Summit, or Juicy You, what? Juicy Life. Did I say that right?
It's Juicy Life, Juicy You.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reason why I wanted to do this is because I do notice in myself and in other people, other adults, who are, we're just kind of, you know, we're just kind of making it through, you know, we're doing our schedule, trying to keep up with everything, and, you know, we may have had a certain passion in life before, and somehow it has been zapped out of us. And I know for me personally, I noticed in a particular working environment that the thing that I was so excited about and passionate about was being stifled. Not like some in some kind of mean sort of way, mm-hmm. but it just was. That was just the case. Like, I was really excited about, you know, bringing this whole idea of music to people and adults online, but it didn't really fit. Like, the puzzle piece didn't really fit in my work environment. And I was like, oh, my passion's being stifled. So that's one of the key things I'm talking about in the summit and asking experts about, how do we reclaim our passion? We might need to make a different decision. We might need to exit you know, if we're on a freeway, we might need to exit this freeway and go on to another one, you know, because what's really in our heart is not necessarily where we're at. And I also noticed that it's really easy to all of a sudden not be in flow anymore. Like, our days are just kind of disjointed and we don't feel the ease and flow. We're really super busy and we never feel like we have enough time and we don't feel the flow. So I noticed that in my own life. And I'm always looking for ways to get back into flow. And I have so many juicy ideas about how to do that. And I know other people do too. And so one of the ways, I'll just say right now, that has helped me to just stay in flow is to just do the very next step.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get stuck in thinking about all 20 things that need to get done. And then I get, oh my gosh, how can I do that? But if I just say, what's the next thing? And then stay in the moment of doing that next thing, because so many times we can't see beyond that. Really, it's not our business to go beyond that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know the information that we need to know yet to do those other things.
Right.
And yeah, and the one last thing that we're going to be uncovering and talking a lot about in this summit is expressing our authenticity. And I think that all these things really do go together. And I think that we fear what other people are going to think
mm-hmm.
when we might speak to our own authenticity or express our own authenticity. But creativity has such a huge It's a playground. It's really a playground for us to test out our authenticity, and nobody's going to die. You know, like when mm-hmm. we creatively sit down at the piano or take, you know, do art or drawing or whatever, it's like a way to test out different ideas and to get into the flow and have a safe place. So the summit, you know, the reason why I'm doing this is because I see that I want to grow more in this area, and I have grown a lot, and I want to take other people with me on this journey. And I know that I have a lot to offer, and the experts have so much to offer. So that's why I decided to do it.
I think it sounds amazing. You know, that's really part of the motivation for me being a host here at Empower Radio. I know that I need to learn, and I feel truly blessed to be able to interview inspiring people like you even
mm-hmm.
So that I can learn something from it. And that's the beautiful give and take of the work that we do, you and I, is that, mm-hmm. yep, we can learn from it, and other people can as well. Even if it's only one person that, you know, they really end up changing their lives, then that's amazing, because sometimes it's just one person that really finds a shift in that. Something that you said in that conversation was, you know, that fear that comes up, and we're human. So that comes up in all of us. Friday night, I had an experience happen, and I relayed to my husband what was going on. And I said, you know, God, I'm almost afraid to respond to this. And he said, you should be afraid not to. What if you don't? He's like, what if you don't respond? What's going to happen? Nothing. Nothing's going to change. And he said, you know, by responding to this particular situation, you know, you could really connect with your higher self more than you've ever done in your entire life. And he was right. I did. I mean, I stepped into my fear. And it was an authentic moment for me let me rephrase that. It was a moment for me to connect with my own authenticity and who I really am. And so I love that is a whole part of the Juicy Summit is mm-hmm. being able to find your authenticity. And I also love that you said, do the next thing, you know, take the next step, just the next step, not necessarily 20 steps, take the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Just to me, that is being present, you know, fully living in the present moment is, okay, I'm not going to worry about what's happening, you know, 10 steps down the road. I'm just going to worry about now and the next step and what I can do to get there. I think that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a good constant reminder and to be around people who can even remind us, you know, kind of team up with other people that are onto that same idea, so that when we get stuck, I think part of it is being in a community of people who are going to be able to get us through, you know?
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like music is the full expression of your creative essence and authenticity?
Well, I guess I could say yes and no. For me, it's definitely a huge part of my life. It's just part of who I am. It's the fabric of who I am, because I just have been doing it since I was before I went to school. I was doing music. So I feel like, yes, it definitely is a huge part of who I am. But I'm also expressing other forms of creativity, too, like writing. I do songwriting and singing, but I also just even writing for the pure, just even if it's not even for somebody else. And I do like visual arts, and I really want to dabble in that. So I feel like there's so many forms of creativity that I also want to dabble in and experience as well.
So keep trying things new. Would that be part of your way of expressing and living a juicy life? Try something new.
Right. Yeah, keep trying something new. I think that it really, like when you get together with a girlfriend and it's been a while, you're just so excited and bubbling because you want to hear what's new about what's going on with your friend, right?
Absolutely.
And you want to hear the juicy tidbits. So I feel like, being open to possibility, different types of things, you know, just all different aspects and perspectives. I think that those things are really super important.
I love that you brought that up. You know, the holidays come around and we see people that we haven't seen in a long time. And even during the year, I'll see a sister-in-law that I haven't seen in a long time. And the first thing that she says to me is, tell me something juicy. Tell me something I don't know. I want to hear something juicy about you. I want to hear something juicy about the family. Just tell me something really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think of as a juicy life, you know. Whatever coolness, whatever, you know, whatever makes you feel, you know, not to sound like a hippie, but super groovy and in flow. You know, I know part of one of the things that you talk about in the summit is being in flow. And that is an expression of living a juicy life, is what makes you feel in flow. What makes you feel in flow?
Well, let's see. I think for me is, here's an idea. So like either you do this the night before or the week before, like maybe a Sunday night or just in the evening, being able to set up a little framework for your next day so that you can kind of just have that be a skeleton, you know, so you're not like, it's kind of something where then you can live life on top of that. You know, like if you have that foundation underneath you, like the structure of how your day, you know, like what you're kind of going to be doing, different parts of the day, kind of chunking your time, so to speak. So get that left brain exercise done before your day starts, preferably the night before, even if you kind of think of the week before. Then you can kind of dance over that, over the top of your schedule, and really just kind of create from that. And I don't know, does that make any sense to you? Because it really helps me when I can just get the foundation set and then all the creativity can just dance and play throughout the whole day and your whole week.
I love the analogy. Absolutely, it does. I love the analogy of the skeleton. And you know, you talked about structure, and I'm thinking to myself, it's like getting the bones down and then, you know, laying the skin on top. And then you talked about dancing and it gave me chills. It's like, wow, you know, that's really giving your body, your mind, your soul room to play, something to build on. I think that was really awesome. So listeners, again, I'm chatting with Karen Reinhold here on Soulful Living at Empower Radio. You can find all of Karen's information here, including the links to the Juicy Life, Juicy You Summit coming up that I'm sure she'll have. If you can't jump on the summit, hopefully there'll be recordings available and you'll be able to tune in. And I feel really blessed that I'm going to be one of the experts on her summit. So thank you for that, Karen.
No, but you are so welcome.
And so as I wrap up the show, I love for my guests to leave the listeners to something with something they could take out into the day to empower their lives, you know, elevate their soul, kind of move them in a juicy direction. What would that be for you? What would you say is one of your favorite thoughts for somebody?
Well, I have one that just pops this morning when I was chatting with my brother. And so hopefully I can succinctly say this because it really is amazing. So we all have problems that we face throughout our lives, right? I mean, even daily little problems. They could be big problems, small problems, whatever. So one of the things that I've been trained to do is to think about when I face something like that, to really embrace the fact that there's at least three ways to solve that problem. And the reason why that helps so much is it puts us in our empowered self. It puts us at ease when we already are thinking, oh my gosh, there's at least three different ways that I could solve this. Instead of becoming the victim or complaining or whatever, it gets us into motion. It gets our mind thinking about, well, I wonder what the ways could be. I wonder what that are. Instead of freezing up your brain in being a victim in a when you're faced with a problem, you can do, this is kind of like a play on words. You can either your brain freezes, or you can free your brain. Like, you can free your brain or you can freeze your brain. So choose one or the other. If you free your brain, you're thinking in terms of how to solve the problem in at least three different ways. Does that make sense, Terry?
Yeah, that's awesome. And Karen, thank you so much for joining me here at Empower Radio. I look forward to the future.
All right, thank you.